Lori and everyone else, welcome back to another episode of the Travel Vertical Podcast, where we bring you the industry news and innovation that we're seeing every other week. And we've taken the Travel Vertical email newsletter and we've turned it into a podcast. I'm Adam Stoker, one of your co-hosts, and I own an organization called Relic, and we do advertising for tourism destinations all over the country. And I've got my co-star here.
Hi, Adam. I'm Lori Farr, and I'm the editor of the Travel Vertical.
That's right. And it has been so fun over the last year and change to do this show. And we've got a great show today, Lori. I think a lot of interesting things happening in the industry. We've talked a lot about change and labor shortage and open positions over the last couple months. We'll start with that. Today's not going to be much different, is it?
Yeah, well, today's going to be different, only just that the jobs keep changing, but not the number of them, because every week we publish 300, 350 curated jobs for destination marketers.
Amazing. Yeah, so let's talk about it, because I know a couple got filled too, but let's first talk about some of the positions that are open.
So one of the first ones we want to take a look at this week is that the launch for this search, a national search, has now been announced to replace the president and CEO at Visit Philly, who we sadly lost as he died a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, it's a big job. That's the nation's sixth largest city, Visit Philly. So I'll be posting that with a link for the particulars on that job search.
Well, and Lori, I didn't know him personally, but I've seen a lot of the comments that have been made and everything, and it sounds like there's some big shoes to fill over there.
Indeed. Jeff was a lovely guy and an author and a leader in LGBTQ, and they put the flags at half mast at City Hall on the day of his funeral. Really touching. If anybody wants to know more about Jeff, we wrote about Jeff in a couple of weeks ago.
Great.
In the Travel Vertical.
Great. Yeah. And I'd recommend everybody go to the Travel Vertical and read that article and learn more, a little bit more about him. What else, Lori? What else are you seeing out there?
Well, I see that we published last week a restructuring in Nashville, where the Convention of Visitors Corp, they call it, in Nashville, Tennessee, has a new president. She's been promoted, and she's a longtime staffer who's now been elevated to that position. The current president and CEO will continue on in a CEO role. And Scott Schultz from Myrtle Beach, who's on the board of eTourism Summit, is moving there as the CMO at Nashville.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, I know Scott from some of the Connect conferences that I've been to. That'll be an interesting fit. I like that.
I like it too. Everyone likes it. And then you've had your eye, I think, Adam, on a position at Visit Savannah, where they were looking for a new VP of marketing, and that role is filled, Adam. I'm sorry.
Oh, I had my chance, and I just didn't jump at it. Didn't take it.
So I noticed that the woman who's filling that role, which we published last week in the Travel Vertical, is coming from, not from a DMO, but everybody can click and read about her. What's interesting is, you know, sometimes you see people posting news about their new job on LinkedIn. You see it all the time. And you see, you know, like, and you want to have a few likes there so that it's not embarrassing. Well, in this particular case, she's up to something like 650 likes. And so clearly already a star, already a leader who's coming into that role at Visit Savannah.
Wow. Okay. All right. And who is this?
Angela Westerfield, you know, and her 650 likes is going to be Vice President of Marketing Communications at Visit Savannah. She joins from SeaWorld in Orlando, where she clearly made a lot of friends.
Well, congratulations to her. What an exciting role. And I will be a little bit jealous to watch her be successful in that role, because I know she will.
You've got a sweet spot, I think, Adam, for Savannah.
Love me some Savannah, Hilton Head, Beaufort. That whole area is just, that's my spirit animal down there.
There you go.
Now, Lori, tell me about Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Yes, Visit Fort Wayne has made an announcement about a new president and CEO effective on Valentine's Day. Jill Boggs is joining that DMO, and she had been CEO of a Convention and Visitors Bureau in Indiana, and it's called Kosciuszko, I think. That's how you say it.
Okay.
But Can't be sure. Now, that is one announcement. Another one is Judy Young. Much easier to say Judy Young. And she's the new executive director for Coastal Mississippi, which is the largest DMO in that state. And she is coming from New Braunfels, Texas, at the Chamber of Commerce since 2010.
So these are a couple of positions that we're starting to see that have been out there for a while that are getting filled. It's kind of exciting to see these new people moving into these roles so that we can, you know, continue to cycle through and get the right talent in the right places in the industry.
I know there's been an awful lot of them in January to start off the year. And there's another new search for Discover New England, who's looking for an executive director because Chris Jennings has resigned. And Chris Jennings, people might know from the Spartanburg Convention and Visitors Bureau, from the Mystic Connecticut one. And before that, he'd been the state tourism director for both Missouri and New Hampshire.
Oh, wow. Okay. Another big move.
Another big move. And Shannon Lowry is departing her role at Visit Savannah. She was the content and social media manager who's going to the private side to Herman Global.
Yeah, we know Shannon. We're sad to see her leave Savannah.
I know, but hopefully we will work with her as she is staying in the industry.
That's right.
So there's lots more. And, you know, the travel vertical is always following these, always happy to hear about these from people who know. And not only about, you know, who's filled roles, but also what new roles have opened.
Yeah, I think anybody that's listening, every week we're only able to share a small amount of the positions that are available out there. So please make sure that you click through to the Travel Vertical newsletter or to thetravelvertical.com and look at all these positions that are open. I've said it before and I'll say it again. If there was ever a time to examine where you're at and where you want to be and take a look at the positions that are open, there's so many open positions now that I would recommend taking a look.
Yeah, if you happen to have a Canadian passport, there is a VP of Global Marketing Search at Discover Vancouver. And if you don't happen to have a Canadian passport, there's a senior marketing manager position that just opened at Visit Lauderdale in Florida.
And dozens and dozens more, right, at the travelvertical.com.
Right.
Well, Lori, I know that another thing that you like to touch on when you're talking about personnel and everything, you also talk about open RFPs, and there are some super interesting RFPs out there. Do you want to talk about those?
Yeah, there are. I think some of them are closing, so people need to watch these carefully as they come and go, because sometimes they're only open for a matter of 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But there are some new ones from Alaska. There were existing ones already published earlier in January from Hawaii and from Puerto Rico. So, you know, agencies also read the Travel Vertical. And they can hop on these things. You know, I know the Hawaii one was actually put out there last year. Hmm. And they did not make a decision. And so they've extended that and they're going to look at it again and reopen it up. The Puerto Rican one might be closing just this week. And the Alaska ones are new for advertising and marketing services.
Very interesting. Well, two places that I love dearly, Hawaii and Alaska. So I'll have to take a little closer look at those RFPs.
Yeah. I mean, what, 49 and 50th Street and then the territory, Puerto Rico.
That's right. And then I do know South Dakota actually has an RFP out right
now. Oh, well, send it to me and I'd like to include that.
I will. I'll send it your way.
Thanks. So speaking of Puerto Rico, Adam, there's something else interesting going on there.
What do you got?
Well, this is so cute. I mean, it's called, do you know what, I think the term is newsjacking. You know, it's not a hijacking, it's a newsjack.
Okay.
Which means that, you know, you jump onto, I mean, this is what Visit Lex is always so good at, you know, jumping onto a trend, whether it's everybody watching the Queen's Gambit on television or, you know, the Thoroughbred racing, which they can make a commercial around that because it's May. That kind of thing. So you probably are aware that every year in the first week of December, the Pantone Color Institute announces the color of the year. And I watch for that every year. I find it super fascinating. And this year, of course, we published that when they decided that it needed to be a brand new, made from scratch color called Very Peri. And that's a lavender shade. And they explain why that's trending. But anyway, Clever is clever, so Ketchum advertising, the agency of Discover Puerto Rico, and Leah Chandler, the CMO, got a new idea. How about Discover Puerto Rico creates a new official color?
Oh, I love this story, Lori. I think it is super creative, really smart, and they actually got with Pantone and created it for Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, Pantone said yes. And not only did Pantone say yes, they went to a paint manufacturer and got another yes. So the color exists. You can buy it.
So how can people find this color, right? I know it was created, it exists. Is it now on the Pantone swatch from here on out?
That I don't know if they put it on the permanent, you know, swatch list for designers to use, but I do know they made a house paint for interiors. This is the interesting, well, really interesting bit, is that the new color, it's called Puerto Rico Sunshine, and you can just guess what kind of color that is.
Are we talking orange hues here?
Yes, definitely an orange. And it was developed based on the findings of a Puerto Rican physicist who is a professor at the University of Puerto Rico, a PhD, who calculated the color of sunbeams using various existing models of solar radiation through the atmosphere at different moments throughout the day and at several locations throughout the island.
So they didn't willy-nilly create this color. There's some science behind this.
Exactly. Can you believe that?
I love it.
So, you know, it's warm. This is so cool that it's warm, right? And it's gregarious, it's exotic, it's exuberant, and it's Puerto Rico.
I'm excited to see that.
I know. We must have Leah come on the show and talk about it some more, because you may recall an earlier episode where Sonoma County in wine country in Northern California created music, you know.
Probably my favorite episode so far was the Sonoma Sounds episode. So
fun. What does Sonoma sound like is the same question in a way as what color is Puerto Rico?
Well, and I'm excited to go see what color is Puerto Rico in person at the Connect Family Travel event in Puerto Rico in May.
For sure. And you will find a vivid orange hue that celebrates your arrival, Adam.
Well, I'm going to go see it in person. And those that are going to it, you'll see it with me. But those that aren't, at thetravelvertical.com. If you want to know what color is Puerto Rico, make sure you go to thetravelvertical.com.
Yeah. And anyway, if you don't want to know what color is Puerto Rico, you know, steal the idea. Maybe you can't do it with Pantone. They might say, we're kind of full up. You know, we did one and that's it. But do it yourself.
Yeah. What color is your destination?
Correct.
I love it.
And then make the wallpaper, and then make the perfume, and then make the, you know, the soda pop.
I like it. Well, tell me some other innovative ideas that you're seeing out there. I know that you wanted to mention something about New Orleans, and I know everybody's always curious about New Orleans news.
Yes, indeed. I thought it was interesting that from a content point of view, that New Orleans decided to solve a mystery. And the mystery, I mean, maybe I'm not the only one who wonders but never asks. How do you know when Mardi Gras is?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head.
You see? So, like, nobody ever knows when Easter is. And if you don't know when Easter is, you don't know when Mardi Gras is, except you know it's on a Tuesday, right?
Right.
But it moves around. And, you know, not all holidays do move around. But because Easter moves around, Mardi Gras moves around. So nothing about Mardi Gras is predictable. The only thing you can count on for sure is Fat Tuesday is going to fall on a Tuesday, right?
Yeah.
So in New Orleans and Company's blog, they explain how you know when Mardi Gras is going to be. And even better, they publish a diary of all the coming years, which I've reprinted in part, so that you know when Mardi Gras Day is going to be for the next few years. Because it could be anywhere from, you know, the beginning of February to the beginning of March.
So I know people can go read in the Travel Vertical, but give us a hint. Tell me part of the formula that you use to figure it out.
Well, they did it for me, you know. March 1st is the answer. For 2022, Mardi Gras falls on the Tuesday, March 1st. Then other things you have to know, like you have to know the parade schedule, and you also have to know, and we have that, just it's a click through. And then you also have to know the weather, because that's equally unpredictable. And we don't know that.
I like it. Okay, everybody, if you want to learn more about Mardi Gras, go to thetravelvertical.com. I want to know, you put something in here, and anytime I see something about TikTok, I like to talk about it because it's one of those emerging platforms that has been popular for a long time, but feels like it's finally hitting critical mass. So tell me about TikTok.
All right. So the TikTok story that's in the current issue of the Travel Vertical fascinated to me because, I mean, the headline, these TikTok stars earn more than some major CEOs. So let that sink in.
Wild.
The gal who's number one leading on TikTok and her sister, who's number two.
Is this the D'Amelio twins or sisters?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like regular people from Connecticut who now are not regular people anymore. And they moved their whole family to Los Angeles. And, you know, of course, they have clothing endorsements with Hollister, and they've got their own Hulu television reality show, and you name it. So they raked in $27.5 million last year, the two of them.
Wow. Wow. That's not just more than CEOs. That is like, that's crazy money.
Well, speaking of CEOs, it's more than, let's see, the head of ExxonMobil Corporation, the head of Starbucks, the head of Delta Airlines, and the head of McDonald's.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, you know, what do they have to do? They sing, they dance, they lip sync, and they put on makeup in tutorials. And then I guess they retire at age 27.
It's funny. I do all of those things and I'm not making that kind of money, Lori.
And get paid nothing for your dance parties at home.
That's right. Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, some of these kids want $500,000 for a single post. So I don't know that they are actually good shopping territory for the DMOs.
You know, that really puts it in perspective when you can post a job for free on the travelvertical.com.
Yeah, but nobody's singing and dancing.
That's right.
Although if someone wants to, I'll post it.
Well, you know what, Lori? Maybe that's the next step of the Travel Vertical, is you becoming a TikTok star.
Well, not me. I'm just thinking anyone else who wants to do it, I'll post it. So here's another good idea. Marriott Bonvoy. You know, one of the great branding stories, right? Anyway, Marriott Bonvoy, everybody knows, is the frequent stay program,
right,
at Marriott. And so they've launched a TikTok correspondent contest. So you can travel the world, you can stay in their 30 brands, you can do it for 300 days, which is, you know, almost the better part of a year, right? And you've got to answer the question, how has travel shaped you?
Hmm.
Well, you've got until the 18th of March to answer that question in a quick TikTok entry. And for that, let's see, three people are going to win. I think it's three. And they will get round-trip airfare, exclusive adventures, $10,000 cash in gift cards at Marriott Bonvoy, $15,000 cash, just plain old cash, Uber and Uber Eats vouchers. And you're off and away for 300 days creating 30 stays in content.
Well, Lori, that sounds like a really fun gig. It's got me thinking, what if we came up with a TikTok correspondent for all the different shows that Connect does in the year and send them to all the shows and they make TikToks about it? We should talk about that with Will. What do you think?
I think we need to keep thinking.
That's a very diplomatic answer there, Lori.
Yeah. But, you know, so what do you think about that? You know, three TikTok, yeah, it's three TikTok correspondents to travel the world, stay in 30 brands for 300 days and answer the question. I don't know how inspiring that question is. How has travel shaped you? And I can just imagine people dressing up like donuts, you know, and things like that to talk about how travel has shaped them.
Here's why I like it, Lori, is I think corporations have had a difficult time trying to figure out how to navigate TikTok, especially as a new channel, emerging channel. And some brands have done a good job. Some brands have really, really struggled. But I feel like what Marriott has done here is created a way to have all of the people that are already engaging with and using TikTok to try to get some of them to actually be the correspondent. And if they're smart, they're going to choose people with built-in audiences and have those people leverage their audience to really expand the Marriott Bonvoy brand. And most of what they're doing is what I would call a soft cost, not a hard cost, because it stays at their hotels and things like that. And I think it's a great opportunity for a brand that has historically seemed like a brand for older people to really kind of break onto the scene with the TikTok generation. And I think it's a great, great branding play.
No doubt. They probably should have made it 30,000 cash instead of 15, just to go with the 30 stays, 300 days, 30 grand. But they're only offering half of that.
Yeah, the cash number sounds low, but to somebody that just wants to travel all year long and can drop the roots and is already creating content anyway, I think it's probably a pretty sweet gig.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, get to see the USA. They don't say whether it's international, so people are going to have to read further. But we've got the link here in the travel vertical.
Great. Well, Lori, we've covered some interesting stories today. Is there anything else we've missed?
Well, yeah, there's more that I'm working on for the next issue of the Travel Vertical, you know, and so watch out for giant disruption at the airports, as though we haven't already had giant disruption at the airports. But now there's a new reason. 5G network apparently is placed in locations near airport towers, and the airlines are saying that the frequency is disruptive to their altimeters when they're trying to land. So Emirates, for example, has canceled flights to all 9 airports in the USA until the network giants say we're not going to do 5G in those places. So AT&T and Verizon have said, oh, okay, to the White House, they said, you know, we'll stop for a minute here on that development and while everybody works it out. Because, you know, you don't want to be on a flight where the altimeter improperly reads your height.
Hmm.
So we have a new disruption to watch.
Just when we thought we had seen it all.
Yes.
Well, and Lori, I know we got some guests coming up on upcoming shows. Do you want to tease that at all?
So thanks for asking, Adam. Yes, we do. We're planning to speak with David Clark, who's president and CEO of Visit Mobile Alabama, next podcast, you know, because we're looking at Black History Month and we want to know about the things going on that he has planned there. They're quite a lot. And then we're hoping to catch up with Kim Sidoriak on another one of the journeys from CMO to president and CEO, as Kim has gone from Santa Monica Travel and Tourism to Visit Carlsbad, California. And then we'd like to talk with Tom Loftus, who has moved as VP of Marketing / CMO from Pittsburgh to Richmond, Virginia. And he's got a really creative mind, so eager to speak about campaigns he might be looking at doing there in his new destination. And we're hoping also to catch up with Christina Glynn at Visit Santa Cruz in California, where she's the film commissioner as well and can talk more about that dual role that many of the DMOs have.
That's a great teaser, Lori. Some great shows coming up. I hope everybody that's listening will reach out and let us know if you want to be on the show and talk about something amazing you're doing in your destination, or submit some of the job openings and things like that that you have to Lori, and she will get them posted. Lori, where's the best place for people to reach you?
My email is the best place, Adam, and that's Laurie, Laurie@thetravelvertical.com.
Awesome. Lori, thanks so much for bringing us the news as you always do. And thanks everybody for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please don't forget to leave us a rating or a review. That always helps us to continue to grow the show. Thanks everybody, and have a great week.